Sunder live for the MTV Movie and TV Awards. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Yeah. From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Happy Friday, beautiful humans. Welcome to Ash London Live. I hope you had the best week ever. If you haven't had the best week ever, that's okay. We're here, and for the next couple of hours, we are bringing you some of the best music on planet Earth. Now, I am missing my side high kick this evening. Draco is on a plane on his way to Los Angeles for the MTV Movie TV Awards. So, taking his place is... I haven't got a cool name for you, Rowan.
You call me whatever you like. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, have you got a cool name?
Like
a DJ name?
Are you baiting me into something?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, Fossy Bronze. Feel free to call me Foss.
Fossy Bronze.
Mr. Bronze, I'm cool with.
Mr. Bronze. Even better.
That's
all
cool.
Right.
Classic.
Mr. Bronze in the studio, pressing the buttons, bringing the lols. Now, you are a music fan just like me, so I'm expecting you to be bringing some extra music information tonight for the people of Australia. Just a couple of little bits of glory here and there.
I like
sprinkles
that.
Of the good stuff.
First thing I'm going to come through with, Khalida's a new song with Martin Garrix, right? That's cool. That's come up soon.
That's a very cool song.
He needs to take a breath.
A lot of songs from Khalid.
Yeah.
From the solo stuff to the Normani to the Logic to the kid, Shawn Mendes.
I'm not mad at it though. Like, very good
I'm
voice.
I'm not mad. I'm he's cool probably just got, yeah. he's got bills to pay. He's got a family to feed. You know, his mum's worked hard all her life in the military. Now he's just paying her back.
She hasn't got any bills to pay.
None. You're going to hear brand new Khalid and Martin Garrix before 7 o'clock plus. More tickets to our Bud and Bougie Boat Party on Sydney Harbour. Meet and greets with Vance Joy. Keep listening to find out how you can get involved. But should we get straight into the music, Mr. Bronze?
I reckon
Bronze?
We get into it. Yeah.
Is it Mr. Bronze?
Mr. Bronze.
I already forgot the name.
Fossy Bronze.
No, just make up your mind. Don't give me 14 options for nicknames.
After 1 a.m, it's Fossy. Beforehand, okay. Mr. Bronze.
Mr. Bronze it is. Selena Gomez with Back to You off the soundtrack of 13 Reasons Why. Welcome to Ash London Live.
Let's go! Hey guys, it's Alessia Cara.
Ash London
Live. Hey Alessia.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, matey. How are you? Where are you?
I'm good. I'm on my tour bus right now.
Ooh.
Sitting on this little bed on the back of the bus on my way to Rochester, New York.
Is it a bit bougie in the tour bus? Like, do you get video games and shit?
You know what? No, it's actually not glamorous at all. It's just like a tiny little space with a bunch of my band members, and I'm just surrounded by a bunch of men.
Well, I have to congratulate you. The single is officially out, baby girl. How exciting. You must be so stoked to have new music out into the universe.
I'm so excited. It feels like a million years since I've put out something from like a new album. I'm so nervous, but I'm like very excited.
Yeah, you would be nervous because when you started out doing this, it was you in your bedroom writing music from the heart, not knowing if people were really, you know, around the world were ever going to hear it. But it's so different now because, you know, you have so many fans who feel like they know you and love you. And now you know that when you write this music, the world is going to hear it. So does the process feel really different?
You know what? I don't necessarily feel like pressure or anything, which I thought I would, but thankfully I don't. I think it's more so about being mindful now because, you know, when you're a writer, like, you tend to want to just vent about yourself and what you're going through with. I definitely do, but at the same time, I want to make sure that the music I at least put on the album or put out into the world is beneficial to others. They feel like they can connect to it because I don't ever want it to be just like me complaining about things that nobody can relate to, you know? So I'm just more mindful of that when it comes to the things I actually put on my project.
The song is called Growing Pains, and I think something you've managed to do really well is to maintain a sense of normality. Like, any time that, you know, we've ever met or you've been around here, the one thing that everyone always seems to say is, like, she's like one of us. She's so normal. And I think there has to be a conscious effort to do that, like you said, because if you're going to put out this album, and it seems like, you know, some of the themes are around you growing up and how hard and scary it can be, just being a normal person, you know, leaving their teens, not just doing it in the spotlight. So how do you maintain a sense of kind of normality and shut off the BS that can so easily surround you when you're in your position?
Yes, it's definitely hard. I think it's important to just carve out moments in your everyday and, like, be conscious of it. And it's so weird because I never thought ever in my life that I would have to consciously carve out moments of normalcy.
Yeah.
Like, I just never felt like that was going to be a thing, but it really is. And it's so important to just take time for yourself and remember that you're a human being. And I think for me, it's important that I focus on taking care of myself, because over the last 3 years, I almost lost that sense of self-care, and I was just so focused on the responsibility of working and like talking about my music and helping other people that I really wasn't taking care of myself at all. So this time around, I'm just really focusing on like just the little things just to take care of myself. I'm sleeping more, trying to eat better or eat at all because I'm like eating that much. Just like the simplest thing. I know it's so bad. It was just getting bad, but I'm hopefully, you know, going to be better this time around.
Stick around for part two of my chat with the beautiful Alessia Cara. Hear it after this. Her brand new track. It's a great song. She is a huge talent. This is Growing Pains on Ash London Live.
Hey guys, it's Alessia Cara.
Ash London
Live. Tell the people listening about what you did with the lyrics to this new song, because I know that you made it like a bit of a like a hunt. Like you involved the fans and you fed the lyrics out. Tell people how that all kind of came about and how crazy your phone alerts must have been.
So I thought, I wanted the lyrics to be the focus of this song, and I mean the focus of the rest of the album too. But I thought, like, I was trying to think of a cool way to give the fans the lyrics first. That way they could focus on only that before the music even came out or before they heard the music. So I thought, like, what would be a cool way to, like, get them to have the lyrics without just, like, giving it to them that easily, you know? I didn't want to give it away. So I figured I would get them engaged and just, like, send them little pieces of the song and see if they could piece it together. That way they would have to focus on them even more. So then they, like, you know, in order to piece together a song, you have to know what it means or what it's saying. So I thought that would be a smart way to do it. And they seemed into it, so I'm glad.
And tell us about this next album. How finished is it? Who have you been working with? Are you excited?
Yeah, the writing is done. I've been writing it for a year and a half.
Wow.
So that end is good. And in terms of, like, the other stuff, we're in the mixing process right now. So that's, like, the tedious other stuff that people don't even know about. But it's just as important. So, yeah, but I'm really, really excited. I'm proud of it, and I hope that everybody likes it.
Of course everyone's going to like it. I already like it, Alessia. You're a legend. Well, we cannot wait to hear it, and happy birthday in advance, and big congratulations on having new music out there. We love you. We can't wait to have you back in Australia. We'll kick back, we'll have some fun, and we'll see you soon, all right?
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait to come back. Thank you.
Yeah. Ash London Live for the MTV Movie and TV Awards.